may we who love and adore God be in his presence and grow in his grace always. Amen. Please be seated. It's Father's Day, and it's also the day we want to try to talk about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as in the Trinity, see what we can do to blend all of that together. And, you know, fathers, there's been this tradition where boys, I think, like to brag about their dads. Maybe not so much in this generation, but I know in my generation growing up, that seemed to happen a lot. Always wanted to brag about their dads. And so little boys, you know, three little boys were together, and one said, "My dad's the greatest. People come in with a busted up car, and he tells them, he fixes it and then tells them how much they have to pay him." The other boy says, "Well, I think my dad's the greatest. He goes into people's houses where their pipes are broken, and he fixes what's wrong and then tells them how much they have to pay him." And the other boy, last boy, says, "Well, I have all of that beat. My dad stands up in front of everybody and tells them all the things they do wrong, and then he hands them silver plates, and they give him everything they've got." Well, it may not work exactly like that, but what we certainly want to thank God for the fathers among us, for the grandfathers, for the great-grandfathers that are here. And as earthly fathers, what an amazing opportunity, what an amazing burden, if you want to put it that way, or responsibility we have to reflect what the Heavenly Father is like. In a sense, fathers, we're to be like Jesus. Jesus was reflecting what the Father was like with his words, with his actions, even in this sort of tense debate that's going on between him and the Pharisees. He's reflecting what the Father is like, and he's the one, of course, that teaches us about the Holy Spirit. So we want to dig in a bit to all of that concept and that idea. And first, let's hear Jesus once again say to us in John chapter 8, verse 54, "It is my Father who glorifies me." Jesus was never trying to glorify himself. He was doing what he heard the Father say to do, speaking what the Father asked him to speak, and he was letting the Father glorify him. One of the most wonderful ways that the Father did that was at Jesus' baptism. And you might remember that story, but here's where we get to see all three persons of the Trinity working together. For the Jesus is humbling himself, and then the Father is glorifying, and the Spirit is sealing and making it all happen as the Spirit appears as a dove and above Jesus, and then the voice of the Father speaks, "This is my Son, whom I love and with whom I am well pleased." Jesus didn't worry about glorifying himself. He let the Father glorify him. And I think that's a great attitude for all of us to have. We don't need to worry about promoting ourselves or posting up on ourselves. We just do the good things that God asks us to do, and we let the Father work things out. We let him bring the glory. And we have a God who does work for us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all of them working and active. Scripture tells us that Jesus isn't just relaxing up in heaven, but he is interceding at the right hand of God. He's praying for us even now. The Spirit coming and working for us within us, guiding us so that we understand the words of Jesus and we are empowered to live out the words of Jesus. He's God's power at work within us. And the Father always loving us, always giving good gifts to us, with us, whether it's wiping away our tears or it is helping us to have the promises that he offers, that he is with us. It's God who works for us. And if God is for us, Romans 8:31 says, who can be against us? Let's see an example of it from today's reading, from Proverbs 8, verse 30, one of the more mysterious chapters in the Bible. When we hear wisdom, that's who starts out this chapter, wisdom saying, "I was beside him like a master craftsman. I was daily his delight and rejoicing before him always." This wisdom that's being described in Proverbs chapter 8 is really Jesus. Before he comes in the flesh, born as the baby and in Bethlehem's manger, this is Jesus at his Father's side working to make creation, to prepare this world, working and setting into motion all the plans and all the things that would eventually bring you and I here together, would bring him all the way to the cross, all of it set into motion, and working and rejoicing. rejoicing to do it, rejoicing in mankind. It said afterwards, that's Jesus' heart, God working for us and rejoicing and delighting in the children of men. But it doesn't just work for us. It's not as if God is apart from us. God actually calls us partners and invites us into his kingdom work. Peter is doing that in the reading from Acts that we heard. He's doing God's kingdom work and speaking and helping all the people that are there to understand what it is that's going on. But God is working in us to assure us and comfort us, but in us also to do blessings through us to other people. This is what Jesus was doing in John chapter 8, verse 39. I honor the Father. Jesus is doing the works of God, and God is empowering him to do all of that. And as he's doing that, he's honoring the Father. When we are working and striving and living to glorify God, when we're living out his word, we are letting God work in us, and we are honoring him. And this is what we can do on this Father's Day to honor our Heavenly Father. We can let him work in us to strengthen us and know that we have, no matter what our earthly fathers were like, whether they were their strengths or their weaknesses, their successes or their failures, we have a Heavenly Father who never fails, always working in us through his Holy Spirit to strengthen and make us his own. And that Spirit then also is working through us to be the witness to the world, to be a blessing to other people, to work through us to help fellow Christians be strengthened in the Lord. This is what Jesus also said in John 8, verse 33. And having received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit. Jesus received that gift, and he gave that blessing. He received the Spirit at his baptism, and he gives the gift of the Spirit to all of us. So that God, the same God, the Father that had worked in us, the same Spirit that worked in Jesus, can work in us and through us and help us to do the kind and loving acts that God offers to this world and through his church, through you and me. We can enjoy all of these gifts and be blessed, and most importantly, we can enjoy the gift of God, the Father himself. That we look at his hands, we look for what it is that he gives, right? Give us this day our daily bread. But we also receive from his heart. Do you know, child, how much I love you? Do you see the gift of my son hanging on the cross for you? Do you see him dead and lying in the tomb? Do you see him resurrected with death cannot conquer him? Do you see him coming to you and saying, peace? All of that was my gift to you because I love you. Jesus, my gift to you because I'm your heavenly Father and I want the very best for you. I want you to have the best of my heart as he gives to us and then continues to give through the Spirit. May we enjoy this gift of the Father, the gift of himself, the gift of salvation and of his word, and in a few moments his sacrament that he offers to us. May we on this Father's Day be blessed by the gift of our heavenly Father. Amen. I want to invite you now